The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Sorry, I'm just laughing because... All right, well, let me just get into it. So I don't know, that's an odd reaction to laugh, but where do we begin? So as I've talked about before, I am definitely a creature of habit, and I have a schedule, and the schedule is effective. And usually my schedule is I'll record the next day's episode in the morning between the end of my own davening and my first year in yeshiva. So let's see, how would it work? On Sunday, I recorded the episode for Monday, and on Monday, I recorded the episode for Tuesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. So yesterday, I was scheduled to record Wednesday's episode in the morning, but a number of things happened. I've been getting horrible sleeps since Shavuos, really, and not enough sleep. I've been having waking up throughout the night. Have had insomnia. I have had a little bit actually of insomnia on the other side. Usually, my insomnia is I wake up in the middle of the night and then I can't go back to sleep for a while or at all. Last night, and I think maybe Sunday night, I had a hard time falling asleep, which is very, very odd for me. Anyway, what happened? So yesterday morning, I I slept through my alarms. Why? Because I forgot to set both alarms. That clearly is some part of me saying that it wants to keep me asleep, okay? Because I rarely, rarely, rarely forget to set my alarms. Thankfully, I only overslept for 15 minutes because my internal clock is very good. But that kind of threw off my morning, and so I didn't end up recording the episode. So then I was like, okay, fine, so I'll record it later on in the morning. Then that didn't happen because I had other stuff I needed to do in terms of my other shiurim in the day. Then I was like, oh, I'll record in the afternoon. That also didn't work. And then at night, I had several phone calls that I had to that were very good. All of these phone calls and meetings were good, but it ended up taking up my night. So then I found myself at like 10:15 last night, which is way past my bedtime. And I'm feeling guilty for not recording the Wednesday's episode. And the reason why I like to record it so that it's posted ahead of time is both for my own peace of mind, so I don't have to record it on the day of, and also because there are people who I see download the episode in the morning who are overseas, you know, and I want them to have the episode at the beginning of the day, you know, and I feel bad if I don't put up the episode for them, even though it's only like 7 to 10 people who download it from, Israel, Europe, etc. So I'm there last night at 10:15, and I have not recorded the episode. So then I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? Like, so I think to myself, okay, maybe I'll record the episode that I had planned to record, but it's not ready yet. You know, like I do prepare all of these, you know, to some longer than others, but I have two episodes that I wanted to record. And they're both not quite ready yet, you know? So I was thinking, do I force it? Do I see what happens? Then I was thinking, okay, no. So then I should just maybe not record an episode and then just worry about it on Wednesday morning. And then the guilt came back. And then I thought to myself, maybe I should record a short episode on something else and just like kind of do, you know, wing it, you know? And then I was like, no, that's not gonna be good either. So then I started, you know, this has happened twice in the year before, and I'm going to link both those episodes below. And what I ended up doing those times was, again, a very, very me solution, which is to record an episode about the fact that I felt pressured to record an episode. And I was like, okay, I should do that. But then the question is, how do I do it? Do I just do a TSJ interlude where I just talk about it? Do I find a quotation that will, excerpt from Stoic writings that'll be in line with it? So I decided for that latter course, started looking through my various resources, and found a couple of candidates. and then started preparing it. And then I realized like the portion I found was this. Okay, and I'll read it and then we'll discuss it on two levels here. So this is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, book 8, chapters 32 and 33. So it says, "You must plan your life one action at a time and be content if each one achieves its goal as best as it can. No one can keep you from this. But there will be some external obstacle in the way, perhaps, but no obstacle to prevent action with justice, self-control, and wisdom. But what if some other area of my action is thwarted or hindered? Well, by gladly accepting the obstacle for what it is and good-temperedly altering your course to what is granted you, another action will immediately take its place, which will fit into the plan of which we are speaking." Okay, so that's book 8, chapter 32. So I started preparing that, and I was like, I'm doing that right now. You know, I am, you know, my plans didn't work out to record the episode, and I found another plan that fit in, which is to record an episode about the fact that I wasn't recording an episode. And I started doing it and preparing it. And then I realized, like, but you know what? I'm not going to do a good job with this either. You know, it's already like past 10:30 at this point. And I realized, like, this is not going to work out either. And then I realized, okay, what is the better plan? To go to sleep, try to get a good night's sleep, wake up, and then record the episode, you know? And that's the new plan, you know? So I did half of that. I got a horrible sleep, couldn't fall asleep again, and woke up in the middle of the night again, and didn't get a good sleep, but I woke up to record the episode. And I'm realizing that, you know, that it's just, if you try to implement this, there really is no way you can go wrong. You know, you can feel bad about it, but there's no way that you can go wrong if you're constantly just adapting your plan to the circumstances. And again, I know this. This is the thing. I mean, this is the struggle with Mishle, with Stoicism, with all knowledge, is I know this, and I've talked about it, and I've implemented it. But it's hard to sometimes, you know, obviously, you know, it's not just so easy to take your knowledge and translate it into action and into, you know, feeling, having your feelings align with reality. But, you know, I've quoted this many times in the name of Bruce Lee to my students and to myself, which really expresses it. "The oak tree is mighty, yet it will be destroyed by a mighty wind because it resists the elements. The bamboo bends with the wind and by bending survives." And like being like the bamboo, being like water, you know, these are the things that I am thinking about all day long. And yet sometimes, maybe because of the sleep deprivation, maybe because of my inner family systems system, and the Iron Archer and all these other things that are making me compelling me to stick to this schedule and engaging in self-recrimination when I don't, makes it hard to implement this. But I again, all you got to do is like keep on trying your best, and like that's why Marcus Aurelius in the very next section of that of book 8 in 8:33 says, "Accept without pride, relinquish without a struggle." And that's the you know, that's the ideal, and you know, and that gets into another self-recriminating thing of I'm accepting, but I'm accepting with a struggle. So then I got to, you know, accept the fact that I'm accepting with a struggle, without a struggle. That's the goal here. And you know, earlier in the year, I did actually give a shiur on this through the Pasuk in Mishlei in Gimel Vav, which is "Behold derechacha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchosecha." In all your ways, know Him with a capital H. Know, you should know Hashem, v'hu yiyasher orchosecha, and He will straighten your paths. And the Radak, which I'm taking out of context, I'm just going to say the Radak on this part. He has a whole interpretation of the entire paragraph that this is a part of, but he says, what does it mean? Who Yashar Chosaka? Shelo Yavo Veloyis Damin Liadacha Davar Chet Umichshol. That you will not chance upon, or literally, it won't chance upon into your hand a matter of sin or obstacle. Chet or michshol. Inyan she'amru chazal haba l'tahir misayin osa. Like Chazal say in Talmud Bavli Yuma Yud Lamed Ches Amud Beis, one who comes to purify himself will be assisted. So the shiur that I gave earlier in the year, and I don't remember if I've mentioned this on this podcast, is how can he say that that simply by striving to know God you will not encounter any sin or any stumbling block? Like, who's to say, you know? Like, maybe you will, you know? So the answer really lies in the Rambam's interpretation of of that pasuk, which he is really the subject of Hilchos Deos, chapter 3, halacha, chapter 3, halacha 2, where the Rambam explains that the ideal is that all of your actions should be geared towards knowledge of Hashem. And again, knowledge of Hashem here is attained through seeking knowledge of reality as a whole, whether through Torah, through science, through self-knowledge. You know, it all leads it's ultimately leading to knowledge of Hashem. So the idea that the Rambam says basically is that a person could live a life where everything that they do is geared towards knowledge of Hashem. And when you combine that idea with that of the Radak, then you get this, the pasuk in Mishlei, which is that if everything you do is geared towards knowledge of Hashem, then even when you do encounter the potential for a sin or a stumbling block, that itself can be converted into an opportunity to know Hashem. Because, like, let's take this example. You know, this whole Stoic Jew podcast is towards that end of knowledge of Hashem. I encountered the stumbling block of the bad sleeps and the missed alarm and blah 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 and the unexpected phone calls and I could have decided to just be like the oak tree and resist it and then be broken, or I could take that potential stumbling block and then make it into a path for knowledge of Hashem, which is what I did by choosing to make this episode, and which I did by choosing to not record it last night and by recording it today, you know? And same thing with a chait. Same thing if you're presented with an opportunity for a sin, maybe that deserves its own treatment here, but in principle, the same thing is true, is that if you, you know, you might not meet the ideal, but if you can use this as an opportunity to gain knowledge of Hashem, then that is a type of straightening of the path, but I'm not going to go into that right now. There's a book that I purchased by the pop Stoic writer Ryan Holiday called The Obstacle is the Way. I actually don't know where he got that title from, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got it from this Marcus Aurelius excerpt, because he does say, by gladly accepting the obstacle for what it is and good temporedly altering your course to what is granted to you, another action will immediately take its place, which will fit into the plan of which we are speaking. I mean, even if he didn't get the quotation from that, it is the idea. So what is the upshot of all this? The upshot of all this is that, like all ideas, these ideas are it's one thing to grasp the idea with your mind. It's the other thing to for it to be real to your emotions. And it's another thing to actually implement it, you know? And this is me trying to do that. It's a struggle. And again, the ridiculous thing, and it's ridiculous in the sense that human nature is ridiculous. The ridiculous thing is, when I look at this from an objective perspective, like, does it really matter? Does it really matter that I upload the episode the night before? Like, and then I immediately tell myself, oh, of course it matters, because those 10 people who download it, like, that's how they're starting their day. And of course it's going to matter. But like, is it really, I don't know, is it really going to matter? And like, do I, all of this pressure when things are going well, then it's not pressure. It's joy to stick to my teaching schedule and to implement it. It's a real joy. It's when things are not going well, when I am not getting sleep, or when I'm on the brink of burnout. I've been on the brink of burnout for a while now, by the way. I think I might have mentioned that before. That's really when it becomes a struggle, and that's when all the self-doubt and self-criticism creeps in. When me and my parts need this guidance from Marcus Aurelius and Bruce Lee and Mishlei. So yeah, that's that. That's the episode. We'll see if I can, you know, see this will happen again. And we'll see how I take it then. And maybe I'll do an episode about that then. That's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. And also in the description, as I mentioned, are the two other episodes of when this happened to me earlier in the year. Thank you to my listeners for listening. And thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.